We're talking starting school. I had the experience of my eldest daughter, Indigo, starting school.
We're gonna do coke today.
Hooray! All of a sudden, in this parent info class, this other lady comes in and she starts talking about, she's a religious teacher, but she's talking at the beginning like every kid has to do it. They're going to be taught like that the world came or was created by God. And this, and the next lesson, you got science class. Like, how bizarre is
you're
that?
Like, no? Fuck that shit!
So the first thing that I found wild about starting school in Austria is you have this thing with a school cone.
Schultüte.
But then you learn that actually the state system doesn't really supply schools with that much. Like, they don't supply them with tech stuff.
Das hatten wir alles noch gar nicht früher. Die erste Tech.
Yes, but in 2025 it's a bit different to when
weiß,
you were
in aber
school.
Ich denke jetzt halt immer nur an meine Schule, weil es der einzige Vergleichswert ist. Und da, das erste technologische Gerät, was du gekriegt hast, war mit vielleicht 13, 14 ein Taschenrechner.
That's it. Not a technical device, man.
Yo, TWG. G. Safe, gang.
Yo, der eine aus Australien, der andere aus Wien.
TWG.
Jacob and Gabriel spitting bars and farts. Der eine redet schlechtes Englisch, der andere scheiß Deutsch. We spitting heady rhymes so fresh. Komm, verschwind ganz schnell, sonst clasht's.
Yo, yo.
TWG represent.
B-b-skr.
Hello there, you beautiful people of Austria. This is The Worst Guide to Living in Austria, and I am sitting here with a guy that some of you, if you've listened to a few episodes of this podcast, but not the summer episodes, the other episodes, you may know him as Gabriel Schaffler. Gabriel, it's a pleasure to be sitting with you again.
Jacob, grüß dich, mein Freund.
Do you notice?
Ich freue mich richtig, dass es wieder losgeht. Muss ich wirklich sagen. Und ich
it's,
muss
it's like, do you feel like it's the first day of school?
Yeah. Wow, bist du Journalist? Wer war?
Which actually is our topic today.
Ja, aber hey, ich strahle gerade richtig. Ich merke wirklich, wie mein Körper Endorphine gerade ausstoßt. So als hätte ich MDMA genommen. Also was man halt so liest, wenn man das nimmt.
Hast du MDMA?
Nein, noch nie. Ja? Keinen macht den Drogen. Aber wenn man mal auf eine schräge YouTube-Doku kommt und liest, was so solche Drogen mit einem machen, so ungefähr fühlt sich das gerade an. But und ich muss noch was sagen. Du hast ja gesagt, I'm sitting here with the other guy. Mhm. Ich habe kürzlich ein Wort neu kennengelernt und das hat mich
okay
so gefreut, und zwar others.
Yeah. Others?
Ja.
So English words that Austrians have trouble saying. Go, Gabriel.
Others.
You know what others is in English? It's the teats from the cow.
Heute.
Are you meeting up with those others later on?
Mir wurde gesagt, das ist wirklich ein, wenn du das zu einem Menschen sagst, ist es richtig dirty. Others, Alter, das klingt so geil.
Yeah, it's the. This is difficult, Gabriel. The.
Thudders?
This sound. No, the sound TH, the, is difficult for most people. It's like your U and your...
The others.
You want to do a whole podcast where you're trying out third words?
When I was young, I never needed anyone except my mother because she fed me with her others.
Your mom was a cow? I met your mom. She ain't no cow. Gabriel, it's a pleasure to be here with you. We are holding our microphones, which is different for us. We're usually having our microphones sitting on a table, but we are trying another setup. We're still trying to find our home as the worst guide to living in Austria. If you do have a home for us, please do call us on 1-800. The worst guide needs a home, and we'll come and check the place out.
Yeah.
Would you, like, if somebody rang up and gave us a home, would you go and check it out?
Yeah. Eigentlich schon.
Like, not a whole house, but like, I don't know, a cellar.
So eine kleine Gartenvilla im Speckgürtel von Wien, fände ich schon nett.
If you have one of them and you want to donate to that to the podcast, what are they called? What are these houses called? Schreibergartens or
Schreibergarten? Oh, das wäre sick. Schrebergarten, ja.
Strebergarten?
Schrebergarten. Schrebergarten.
Oh, nicht Strebergarten.
Nein, nicht Strebergarten.
That would mean something else. Streber in German is to show off.
Habt ihr ein Wort dafür in Englisch?
Strebergarten would be like a garden of people showing off.
Habt ihr ein Wort für Streber like, im Englischen?
Or like the, it's a garden full of flowers that are show off kind of flowers. You know, these really poppy, garden, yeah. Bright flowers, the show offs. Sunflowers, what show offs, right? They're so dramatic. Like you see in the fields of Austria in summer, like the beginning of summer, you see fields of sunflowers all like stretching towards the sun. And then it comes to the end of summer and they're all like drooping down, looking all sad. They're such drama queens.
Das passt zu unseren Blumen von The Worst Guide.
Yeah, that's true.
Ein bisschen. Aber Jacob, kurze Frage. Gibt es ein Wort für Streber im Englischen?
Show off. Streber.
Ja, ein Streber. Yeah.
To show, a show off.
Ja, aber es ist to show off. Gibt es ein Wort dafür, ein Hauptwort?
I don't know. Why are you asking me? I'm Australian. You're asking me questions about English? Weil I come from the land down under.
Weil we know speak das mal, English. Ich habe das mal einem amerikanischen Freund erklärt und ich habe das dann so übersetzt und ich habe gesagt, no, he's a better knower.
That's Besserwisser. That's something else.
Ja, okay.
That would be a Besserwisser, a know-it-all. And it's hyphenated, that word. Know-it-all.
He's a know-it-all.
Yeah.
Ah, okay. Das macht
He's
Sinn.
A Besserwisser, yeah.
Ja, aber manchmal, ich habe mich schon oft, da würde ich dich auch gern fragen, hast du dich schon oft in den Situationen erwischt, wenn du Deutsch gesprochen hast und das, du wusstest das Wort nicht, was du sagen wolltest, dann hast es dir dann irgendwie hergeleitet. Ich, nur als Beispiel, dann verstehst du vielleicht, was ich meine. Mhm. Da war ich in Neuseeland und wir haben halt gecampt mit Freunden und ich wollte sagen, dass meine Zehen frieren, ja? Mhm. Und ich wusste nicht, was das Wort Zehen auf Englisch heißt, Toes. Ich wusste nicht, was Toes heißt. Und ich habe gesagt, damn, my feet fingers are freezing.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. So I know for a fact that in Romanian, they have the same word for fingers and toes, right? So when okay. I first met Carla, she would call her feet, her toes. I almost called them feet fingers as well. She called her toes fingers. And that's so like for an English speaker, that sounds so bizarre. Now, what are you talking about, your fingers? She's pointing down at her toes.
Aber wie cool wäre das, wenn wir Menschen Finger unten hätten? Stell dir mal vor.
Yeah, I'm sure there's some... Like in some weird American town where like a nuclear power plant has dumped all the waste into the water, that some people do have fingers as toes.
Ja, da gibt's jetzt diese, hast du das gesehen? Diese Hasen mit diesen Hörnern raus.
What?
Hast du das mitgekriegt? Ich glaube, in Amerika ist gerade irgendwie was ganz Schräges. Da gibt's Hasen, wo so Hörner rauskommen. Ist nicht AI. Ist wirklich nicht AI.
Horns?
Horns,
Like rhinoceroses.
Ein bisschen, so like aber die kommen so richtig überall raus. Wie so,
Was? Ja. Nah, come on. This is real?
Yeah, that's real.
Okay, I believe you. But what, tell me one thing, answer this quickly before we go into the topic for the episode. Tell me, what would you do? What would be something you would really love to do if you did have fingers as toes?
Ich stelle mir gerade das Leben wie so ein Affe vor, der so wahnsinnig, der so, ich glaube, ich würde viel mehr klettern, viel mehr... Dinge tun.
Yeah.
Ja, und vielleicht doch noch mehr Selbstbefriedigung.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Wirklich? Hast du dann auch gedacht?
I was gonna say that I thought you would have come straight out with masturbate. Like with your feet. Like this would be
Ein Affe muss tun, was ein Affe tun muss, Jacob.
Yeah. But I had this weird urge to peel a banana with my feet. Like, I don't know why, but this is must go be going back to my roots as an affe, you know?
Das hat dein Therapeut dann auch gesagt. I don't know why, Mr. Moss. I have the weird urge to peel a banana with my feet. I think.
And I keep trying with my, yeah. with my finger, with my foot fingers. They're not foot fingers, they're toes.
Oh, yeah. Marty, TVG Gang, ich freue mich echt, dass wir wieder zusammen sind.
So Gabriel, tell me what's been happening, mate.
Ja, wir waren ja 2 Monate, jetzt muss man echt sagen, wir haben uns in den 2 Monaten auch nicht so oft gehört und gesehen.
Ja.
War lange TVG Gang. Ich bitte euch nochmal, schreibt uns bitte, wie ihr das fandet, unsere sommerfrische Edition. Da, wirklich, hätte ich echt gern Feedback, wie sie das fanden, würde mich wahnsinnig interessieren.
Which was an excuse for like a workaround for a holiday that we both needed.
Yeah.
Because we found a solution that we kept it going. You know?
Naja, ich habe gesagt, wir wollen die TVG-Gang und unseren Podcast nicht im Stich lassen und uns auch nicht, weil wir lieben ja auch den Podcast. Und so ging es halt irgendwie.
Yeah. People are listening as well. But we should just take it on tour when we go on holiday, you know, like just go produce an episode in... Like, I don't know, where were you this summer?
Ja, das finde ich eben nicht, weil ich finde es gut, wenn man mal wirklich ganz abschalten kann. Ich habe wirklich gemerkt, dass das meinem Kopf gut tut, wenn ich mal echt wirklich ein paar Wochen Abstand habe.
But do you ever really turn off? Do you really ever just switch off when you...
Selten.
Like, because that's the thing. Everybody talks about, oh, I want to go on holiday and turn off. Like, then you create other worries for yourself.
Selten. Weißt du, wo ich wirklich abgeschalten habe? Wo wir die Hochschwab-Tour gemacht haben.
Ja. Yeah.
Jacob und ich waren nämlich auch wandern. Achso, das war eh schon im Podcast.
Ja, yeah, ja. Yeah.
Und da hatten wir kein Netz.
We made a podcast episode out of it. Go listen to it.
Und da war kein Netz und das fand ich wirklich tutto bene, wirklich. Ich muss wirklich sagen,
yeah, das stimmt.
Weil da bleibt gar nichts anderes übrig.
Ja. Yeah.
Und weißt du, wie gut das tut, wenn man sich mal dabei ertappt, dass du dieses Urge hast, in die Tasche zu greifen, Handy irgendwas zu schauen, zu scrollen, was auch immer. Und dann merkst, es geht nicht und dann dich einfach hinsetzt und dich mal anders beschäftigst und zwar einfach vielleicht mal in die Luft schaust.
You masturbate with your foot fingers.
Ja, zum Beispiel.
Well, I haven't got my handy.
Aber weißt du, was ich meine?
Yeah, yeah, I get what you mean. But I feel like this is a moment where, like, you know when you haven't seen somebody in a long time? I mean, it hasn't been that long for us, but we were going from talking every week to, like, I don't know. We were talking every day, but as in we would talk on the podcast about all the stuff that's going on in our lives, and then we went to nothing. Like, and it's one of these moments, you know, when you haven't seen somebody in a while and they ask like, so what's been happening, you know? And there's so much that's happened, like a lifetime that's happened in between. You don't know how to answer the question.
Ja, ich hab mir
your brain's like, grrr, like, ja. Like an old librarian trying to like categorize or like find the card to the book that then you have to go look for in the library. That's what my brain felt like.
Ja, stimmt. Ich meine, ich muss sagen, meine Zettel-Time-Liste platzt. Ich habe echt viele und die muss ich jetzt über die Wochen langsam abarbeiten.
Ja, ja.
Ich würde nämlich wahnsinnig gern wissen, auch dass du der TVG ging, erzählst, wie es in Australien war für dich nach so lange. Es würde mich wirklich sehr interessieren. Nur so ein kleines Summary hätte ich gern.
No, we haven't got time in this episode, Gabriel.
Eh nicht in der Episode.
Okay,
aber good. Das meine ich. Es sind wahnsinnig viele Dinge, die ich über die Wochen wissen will.
Okay. I feel like I'm slouching in these chairs. My bum is disappearing into the sofa. It's being eaten up by the sofa.
Ja, aber man muss sagen, TVG, die uns vor der Sommerfrische gehört haben, wir hatten echt ein Problem mit dem anderen Studio, weil wir keine Luft gekriegt haben. Es war einfach viel zu heiß, viel zu stickig. In dem Raum, wo wir jetzt sind, es gefällt mir schon deutlich besser.
Und sehr gut. We're all happy to hear that, Gabriel. Your comfort is the concern of all people of Austria.
Ja, das verstehe ich.
Like somebody in Tirol is listening right now and they're like, fuck, I'm so fucking relieved that Gabriel Schaffler is feeling happier in this new studio setting.
Alles so, yeah, yeah. Der Tiroler, der das hört, rennt raus. Mutter, Mutter, ich muss dir was sagen. Hast du schon gehört? Der Gabriel, wer ist der Gabriel? Der Gabriel, der aus Wien, der Podcaster, den höre ich immer da um ein bisschen mit der Hauptstadt.
And the mother's busy hanging up the washing with her foot fingers. Ja.
Das macht sie aber währenddessen sie einen Handstand macht. Einfach weil sie es kann.
Was sie es kann?
Einfach weil es ist kann.
That's why they're wearing clogs, like these wooden shoes in Tirol, to cover up the...
Aber Jacob, okay. Um dich zu fragen, was geht bei dir ab? Weil ich weiß, es ist was ganz Großes passiert, wo du fast geweint hast.
Genau.
Und darum geht es auch heute im Podcast.
No, I didn't fast geweint. I weined for a week. Like, I've got a friend also that's like mixing German into English sentences in a very extreme, it's like hardcore Denglish.
Yeah.
Where he says, das ist der Root über we spoke. Like he would write it like that to me as a piss take.
Das
anyway,
whack on.
It is whack, and it's our little love language. Shout out to Willy.
Willy.
His real name's Wilhelm, but nobody in their right mind can call somebody Wilhelm with a straight face.
Wilhelm.
Like Wilhelm is the kind of name where you meet somebody, Wilhelm. I met somebody, right? So the topic we're doing today is starting school. When one of your kids starts school. In Austria, right?
First day of school.
First day of school. And we had like a parent picnic with the kids. Obviously, the kids were invited too because it's kind of their thing that they're starting school. And I met this guy and his name was Herbert. And Herbert's such an Austrian name.
But then kleines Kind.
Nein,
okay, zum Glück.
No, but...
Stell dir vor.
Yeah, yeah, but I can't tell you the rest of the story. I can tell you a bit of the story. Anyway, in case Herbert sees this on social media. But I've got to be careful. This is like politics. I've got to be careful with these parents.
Ja, du letztens auch, man. Was hast du gesagt? Irgendwie, I always forget that people listen to us.
Yeah.
Weil irgendwie eine Kundin von dir gesagt hat, dass sie das immer hört.
Shout out to that Kundin. I'm very happy that you listen. It was such a compliment to hear that somebody that I work with and chooses to work with me listens to this podcast.
Finde ich großartig. Aber was ich nur sagen wollte, wie stellst du dir ein Kind vor, ein kleines Kind, 6 Jahre alt, das Herbert heißt?
I met one.
Für mich hat das automatisch so einen richtigen Schnauzbart.
But it's really a kid's Schnauzbart.
Yeah, you know? Also,
like fluffy kind of thing. Or like it's cartoonish, like it's drawn on. You know, like a curly one. But anyway, I met this guy named Herbert and I'm like, ah, okay. And I was like, being typical me, I'm like, ah, so I can call you Herbie? And I just met this guy. He's like, no, I go by Herbert. And I was like, I'm sorry, I can't call you Herbert.
Und was hat gesagt?
And it's the same, well, he said like...
Then just, we have the problem.
Yeah. No, we were speaking in German. And then he was like, okay. And I'm like, have you got another nickname? He's like, no, I don't go by nicknames.
Ja, das war dann eine klassische Patt-Situation, würde ich sagen.
But I was like, I was like, I can respect that. Because he had like consciously chosen, you know, like these people that choose not to have kids.
Yeah.
He had made the conscious choice to never be having a nickname.
Aber ich finde das gut. Das war ein Alter, war ich 14 und ein Freund von mir ist gekommen zu Besuch. Yeah. Und der war immer so ein bisschen, der hat sich nichts geschissen. Und er hat zum ersten Mal meinen Vater kennengelernt. Ja. Okay. Und er hat sich vorgestellt, hallo, ich heiße Vitus, auch witziger Name.
Vitus.
Hallo, ich heiße Vitus und er, hallo, ich bin der Andreas. Und er sagt wirklich so, darf ich dich Andi nennen? Und mein Vater schaut ihn an von oben und sagt, nein. Und damit war das Thema gegessen. Und er,
Punkt.
Ja, es war wirklich, nein.
It would have been funny if he said after that, nein, Punkt.
That's it. Aber damit war das vom Tisch, das war so geil. Ich finde das großartig, wenn Leute auch sowas kommunizieren können.
Yeah.
Weil viele scheißen sich ja an davor.
Yeah, but he said it and I was like, I can respect that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I can't call you Herbert, so we can never speak again. And we parted ways at the picnic.
Ja, ich stelle mir vor, das wäre sonst eine echt unangenehme Situation.
But Wilhelm is the same kind of name. You can't name, you can't say, hey, Wilhelm, you want to go for a beer? You can't do that. It just doesn't. It doesn't seem right. There's something that should be left in the past and the name Wilhelm is one of them.
Ich stelle es mir irgendwie gerade cute vor, wenn man so zwei Burschen, kleine Kinder hat, die so Wilhelm und Ludwig heißen oder so.
Yeah, I mean, they're very German names.
Ich tatsächlich muss sagen, ich mag, wenn ich Burschen kriege irgendwann, vielleicht mal, schauen wir mal, ich wünsche mir ja Mädels, aber
echt?
Ich stehe richtig auf
preference.
So ja, alte...
It's like curly fries or straight fries.
Curly fries, all over.
Yeah.
Und danach bereue ich es immer, weil es viel weniger ist. Es ist immer weniger. Ist schon mal aufgefallen.
Of course, that's the scam.
Yeah.
Curly fries is a scam.
Ist wirklich ein Scam.
Yeah.
Auf jeden Fall Ich mag Franz, ich mag den Namen Kurt. Echt? Emil finde ich so schön. Ich finde so kurze, starke deutsche Namen finde ich gut. Josef, das mag ich alles.
There might be something in that, mate. We should explore that. But anyway, luckily you're never going to reproduce. So moving on from that topic. The topic we are discussing is about those little people we reproduce. And it's school time. And so I'm going to jump straight into the topic like you asked, Gabriel. All right? We're talking starting school. I had the experience of my eldest daughter, Indigo, starting school. And Gabriel, let me ask you this. Can you remember anything about your first day of school?
Ich habe ein Foto, wo ich mit meinem Freund, mit dem bin ich noch immer sehr gut befreundet, mit unserer Schultüte vor der Schule steht. Das habe ich noch.
Ja.
Und ich kann mich danach noch erinnern. Ich weiß, dass wir danach noch auf den Naschmarkt essen gegangen sind.
Interesting.
Das weiß ich. Aber was in der Schule war, kann ich mir nicht mehr erinnern.
Okay.
Aber ich kann mich an viele Erinnerungen habe ich noch an meine Volksschule.
Okay. Because there were many things about starting school in Austria as an Australian, as an outsider, that I found fascinating, that I found wild about how you do the start of school in Austria, right? And starting with, so the first thing that I found wild about starting school in Austria is you have this thing with a cone, with a school cone.
And Schultüte.
A Schultüte,
yeah.
Right? The Schultüte is like this big thing in Austria when you start school. And so a woman told me that it used to be a surprise. So your parents used to surprise you with a Schultüte.
Yeah.
But now it's like you prepare the Schultüte with your, like you decorate the Schultüte with your kid, can like that. Or you order on Amazon. Or you buy it in Libro. So one of these stores.
Ich weiß, welcher du bist.
No, I made it with Indigo. Wirklich? Actually, her kindergarten made the cone.
Ah, das
and
ist
we
cool.
Just stuck stickers all over it and drew on it. And I repaired it because she, when she left kindergarten, anyway, they opened it once and then I just recycled it. And then you fill it with all sorts of crap, yeah. Right? Like school stuff and sweets and whatever. But why a cone? What's with the school cone? Do you know the story there? Like why it's a Schultüte?
Nah.
And why it's so important?
Ja, also das kann ich mir schon herleiten. Ich glaube, es soll halt wirklich einfach Gusto auf die Schule machen. Es ist so ein bisschen Überraschungen sind drin, Süßigkeiten, Farbstifte, solche Geschichten. Vielleicht irgendwie Pickerl mit Schmetterlingen und irgend so ein Scheiß. Und ich glaube, das macht einfach Lust. Das sind so kleine Dinge, die man auspackt und dich auch überraschen, wenn man es langsam auspackt. Ich kann mich schon noch dran erinnern. Ich fand das wahnsinnig toll. Es ist so ein kleiner Preis für die Schule.
Yeah.
So, hey, next level, Champ.
Yeah, yeah.
Weißt?
Yeah. And it's a really, like, it's so as important to the kids as I think it's more important to the parents. Because, like, there's a school, we're in a school chat now, a parent chat. And in the parent chat, there was so much discussion about the school Schultüte, right? Because at some point, the parent representative of the group that started this chat said, the teachers have asked that you don't bring the Schultüte into the school, right? Because it's going to get destroyed. It's going to get stepped on. And I'm like, that's a very reasonable thing. This created like a huge like rebellion in the school group. And these parents don't even know each other yet. And these parents were like, there was a parent in there like, nah, I'm sorry. I'm going to bring my Schultüte, my kid's Schultüte into the school because it's one of the best parts of starting school. It's such an important part in the whole process. But I'm going to look up the story of the Schultüte in the break and come back with the reason why it's a cone.
Ich glaube, es ist einfach zum Basteln.
Yeah, but why the shape of a cone?
Else
do you create a cone?
Man kann es leicht basteln. Bei Eis, es ist so mit Eis, nicht?
Yeah, but there's no ice in it. It's not an ice cream. You think the tradition of the school, the Schultüte, comes from the ice cream cone?
Ja, schau nach, Jacob. Würde mich auch interessieren. Anyway. Aber was ich sagen will ist, da gleich, muss ich gleich mal reingrätschen. Da wünsche ich mir die Zeit von damals zurück. Ich glaube, für unsere Eltern, wenn ich an meine Eltern denke, ohne fucking WhatsApp-Gruppen, war das so viel entspannter.
Yeah.
Das stresst mich jetzt schon, und ich habe noch nicht mal Kinder, das stresst mich jetzt schon, wenn du sagst, du bist in einer Eltern-WhatsApp-Gruppe,
Gabriel,
wo Bullshit reingeschrieben
you
wird,
have no idea.
Den ich nicht wissen möchte.
You
ich
have no
interessiert
idea.
Mich nicht. Ich gehe einmal zum Elternabend, immer wenn ich hingehen muss, okay, aber ich, das interessiert, weißt du, was ich meine?
Yeah, Gabriel, you have no idea how extreme this is. Like, so last night I was at a parent info night and I felt like I was part of the Austrian like parliament. Like, no joke, there was voting going on. There were
Nein.
Parent representatives. There were teachers asking questions. I'm going to tell you all
Alles
about this
in the
after,
WhatsApp.
Right? No, no, this was at the parent info night. So we went there and it was like so official, as in like somebody brought it to order and said, okay, now we have a bunch of things
order.
To vote. Yeah,
order.
Yeah, really. They were discussing like a music concert for half an hour at this thing, whether the kids should do it or not. And then we voted on it. Like, I'm like, and me and my partner were just sitting there like, we don't fucking care. Like, just make a decision already. I want to go home and have a beer.
Yeah. Like, wieso gebe ich dann mein Kind in die Schule, damit ich mal 8 Stunden nicht darüber
yeah,
nachdenken muss?
This parent info night was 3 fucking hours. And I'm like, I'm sorry, I don't have homework. My kids go to school. I should not have homework. But anyway, I wanted to talk about the ceremony of starting school. This first day, right? It's the only day, or the first time in my life where I'm like watching a crowd of hundreds of people in front of a school, because every school around Vienna is like this, right?
Entschuldigung, ich habe gerade das Bild im Kopf, wie so die Kinder reinkommen and the Austrian teachers make like an Austrian hacker dance for the kids.
What?
Like Schublatten oder they so. Na, einfach so einen Welcome Dancer.
Humbody. But it's such a ceremony, really.
That's a weird place.
Because in Australia, you just go to school on the first day, right?
you don't get, fucking... You get a cone of fish and chips and fuck
no,
off.
No, we eat it in a folded up newspaper. This is just in Britain that they do this cone thing. But
du hast was gegen cones, glaube ich.
Huh?
Du hast was gegen cones.
No, I just don't understand why kids... Or with cones.
Ich sagte was, wo
you know,
ich
in English,
war,
a cone is like a weed, something you smoke.
Ja, yeah, ich wollte gerade sagen, wo ich 15 war, habe ich auch eine Schultüte gekriegt zum Kiffen.
Was?
Aber nicht von meinen Eltern, sondern von Freunden. Okay. Da haben wir uns gemeinsam so eine Schultüte gemacht. Da haben wir uns wieder gesehen nach den Sommerferien und gesagt, machen wir mal eine Schultüte. Und dann haben wir einen Joint geraucht. Ja.
And you're all standing in front of the school getting photos with your parents with this. Everyone's getting super high in front of the school. Oh yeah, Dad.
Herbert hat immer aus der Bon gezogen.
Okay, so the ceremony, let me finish. There was literally on the first day, there was hundreds of people there and everybody was like packed in for some reason. There was space, but everybody was so... This is the only time in my life I've seen people eager to get into school, not leave school, right? Because the doors are locked until 9. They open on the first day of school in Austria. Every school opens at 9 on the dot. Not a minute before they did not open the door, even though there was hundreds of people outside. Because the thing in Austria, it's wild. Like every relative comes to see this first day of school.
Yeah.
Like this is, like the grandparents were there. So you could imagine all these people. I swear there was like, I saw a kid doing a speech.
Wann
like
deine,
at the front. It was wann, such a big ja. event for them. You know?
Ja, aber verstehe ich. Für die Kinder ist das richtig aufregend.
Yeah, of course. But the,
also urschön. Das sind sicher ur die schönen Erinnerungen, yeah. die man da macht.
But it was really like a mosh pit out the front of school. And then as soon as they open the doors, it's like a Taylor Swift concert. Everybody's storming inside, like pushing their way in.
Oh Gott.
It's such a crazy moment.
Du hast ja da geweint, gell, hast gesagt.
So, I, on the last day of kindergarten, I cried all the way from kindergarten to work. Because I like no. had this last, because I love this thing in Austrian kindergartens where they invite the kids, or the kindergarten that my kids went to, they invite the kids to say goodbye to their parents at a window on the other side, right, of the classroom. And like, it's always such a nice time of day. It's the last time I got it with Indigo. So it was very emotional for me. And then when I saw her at the, it's sitting in her chair. So then you go in with your kid on the first day of school and you go into the classroom, you sing a song, like all these parents sing a song. It's so funny to watch grown people sing these kids' songs
Was
and do the actions.
Singen?
Because my so Indigo is going to in the public system in Vienna, they have this bilingual system, right, where you can go to bilingual schools, and so it was an English song.
Sing mal.
Yeah,
yeah.
It was we're here at school, we're here at school, we're here at school today, hooray! And then it would keep going, and then it's like, what are we gonna do at school? And then one of the kids would put their hand up and be like, we're going to draw. And then you would sing, we're gonna draw today.
Hooray!
I think it went like that. But it was funny.
Ich mag auch noch eins machen.
Yeah. Yeah, go.
Cocaine?
We're gonna do coke today.
Hooray!
Hooray! We're gonna smoke a cone. We're gonna smoke a shul today. Roll up a shul today and pass it around the class, kids.
Und im Hintergrund der Lehrer macht so auf so einen old Kassettenrekorder und dann dröhnst du so raus. Buffalo Soldier.
Takes off their shoes, starts dancing. Like a hippie.
Und hat aber Hände statt den Footfinger.
Footfinger! Ah, it's a Tyrolean. You got a Tyrolean teacher, kiss.
Sondern steppt da, wo er so auf die Hände und dann mit den Füßen so klatscht. Und alle. Und die sind so, what the fuck?
Okay, so to continue. Right? These, so this parent info night, right? At some point, another thing that I felt is wild about starting school in Austria is this connection to religion here.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden in this parent info class, this other lady comes in and she starts talking about, she's a religious teacher. And at the beginning, I thought every kid's going to have to do religion. And she's talking about how, which is fine, like it's fine, and they offer different religions in the school, right? They offer Islam, Orthodox, Evangelic, Roman Catholic, whatever. But she's talking at the beginning like every kid has to do it, right? And I thought, okay, this is really weird, because she's saying stuff like, okay, they're going to be taught like that the world came or was created by God, and the next lesson you got science class. Like, how bizarre is
you're
that?
Like, no? Fuck that shit.
I was really looking around. I was like getting like all huffy, like, what? Like, really?
But alle then, so, yeah.
You don't have, yeah.
All the, yeah. All the amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen, sister. Finally, the really reason why we are here.
Everybody starts singing hallelujah. I'm just sitting in the middle of the class. What's going on?
Der Lehrer schnappt sich mit seinen Feedfingern seine akustische Gitarre und macht da so einen Gospel-Song draus.
Kumbaya.
We in the church today. Hooray! We believe in God.
I thought it was some kind of scam that I'd been tricked into sending my kid to that school. And then they like spring this religious thing on it. But anyway, it turns out that she starts saying, okay, your kids don't have to go to this. But if your kid is baptized in one of the religions, right?
Was heißt baptized?
Getauft or betäuft? Ah, what is it? Getauft?
Getauft.
Getauft. If you're getauft, man, you have to do the class. It's Pflicht.
Dann lieber nicht taufen.
Yeah, you can abmelden. Or you can, but they, like in the schools, they don't.
You can abmelden.
Yeah, you can abmelden. You can meld up, right? But you can't unmelden. So, and then the kids that don't do the religious class, they kind of just get shafted. They get put in another class to be looked after. So you guys really have a strong connection to religion still.
Yeah, Alter, ist ein fucking katholisches Land.
Yeah, but.
War ein Kreuz in der Klasse? Crucified?
I didn't see one.
Next time you better watch out, man. Okay.
But yeah, and then they had us vote on a bunch of different things.
ich weiß noch ganz genau den Satz, weil du das gesagt hast, wie wir damals in dem Alter waren, wo wir gecheckt haben, Moment einmal, in Religion lernen wir, dass Gott die Welt erschaffen hat und in Biologie, dass es den Urknall gab.
Ja.
Hä, es macht keinen Sinn.
Ja.
Und dann sind wir zu unserem Religionslehrer gegangen, haben gesagt, hä, das macht doch keinen Sinn. Und er hat nur so richtig süffisant in unsere, und er war auch Priester und hat nur süffisant in unser Gesicht gesagt so, tja, das ist eine andere Geschichte. Und das Thema war erledigt für ihn.
Ja, das ist eine andere Geschichte. He just leaves the classroom. Every time somebody asks him, but how does that work?
Yeah.
I mean, that would be great for the church if they could do that, right? Like if the priest is up the front and somebody asks a question that is inconvenient and he can't answer, he just says, und das ist eine andere Geschichte.
Das finde ich großartig. Okay, und dann, wie ging es weiter?
So they had us vote on a bunch of things. So some of the stuff. So like I said, we were voting or we were discussing for a long period of time this concert that they do in Vienna, which is big now. It's called Monsterfreunde. And it's like this big thing in the Stadthalle and all the schools come together and they sing at it. And all the parents were discussing like whether we should do it or not because you can opt out like as a class, right? That was discussed for half an hour and then we voted on that, you know? And then there were other things like there was a question, they asked the question at some point, does anybody object to collecting things to donate to give to homeless people?
Was?
And I was thinking to myself, imagine if I put up my hand and said, I object to giving things to homeless people.
Okay. Dann drehen sich alle um so, that's right.
And by the way, I want to be...
I don't give a fuck.
By the way, I'm not going to the religious class either. Fuck you all.
And fuck Jesus Christ.
My poor kid. Like my
daddy.
But imagine, like, and by the way, I want to be your parent representative. But there was really a moment where they had to choose the parent representative, right, in the class. They chose the parent representative.
Ich glaube, du könntest das aber gut.
I didn't get in. But and the support, they've seen the podcast, you see.
Echt?
And then there's a support and like somebody has to just volunteer and everybody votes, yeah, okay. And they also asked, does anybody object to this person being the parent rep?
Ja, halt demokratisch irgendwie.
But I don't even know this person.
Ja,
but that's what I felt like saying. I felt like saying, excuse me, I
don't know. Yes, he's black.
He's a Jew black man.
I don't like that. That's right. I'm a racist.
Well, what are we going to do today?
That's another story.
We're going to be racist in school today. Yeah, and that's another story.
Wow, so kann man seinem Kind richtig guten ersten Schultag machen.
But it was so strange, right? It was so strange. And so there's a lot of things. And I also didn't understand that. So I thought everything's covered in the package, right? I'm like, okay, public schooling, beautiful, sweet. In Austria, you don't have to pay for a thing except what? So after school stuff. But then you learn that actually the state system doesn't really supply schools with that much. Like they don't supply them with tech stuff, right? So I learned...
Das hatten wir alles noch gar nicht früher. Die erste Tech-Ding...
Yes, but in 2025 it's a bit different to when
weiß,
you were in
school.
Ich weiß,
aber ich denke jetzt halt immer nur an meine Schule, weil es der einzige Vergleichswert ist. Und das erste technologische Gerät, was du gekriegt hast, war mit vielleicht 13, 14 ein Taschenrechner.
That's it. Not a technical device, man. That's a fucking calculator.
Ja, was?
You can't count that today in modern age as a tech device.
Ja, aber so war es bei mir früher.
Fucking how old are you? That doesn't count. It just is one thing. That's like saying, oh, the first tech device I got was my watch.
Ja, und deine Tochter kommt mit der Smartwatch wahrscheinlich rein, spielt Fortnite schon drauf und ruft dich dann an, Scotty, beam me up.
Scotty, beam me up? Why did you turn it to Arnold Schwarzenegger? Scotty, beam me up.
And they're all looking faster, at you like, faster.
And they're all looking at you like, aren't you Australian? Are you teasing the Austrian accent? It's like, no.
Are you teasing?
Others. Others. I'm with the others.
I'm with the others.
Yeah, so that they don't, but also books. Like, you also have to, we have to supply, like, donate, which is fine, but we make money contributions for books and all this sort of stuff. And I was like, this is, like, how do they expect the school to run without all this stuff? You know? Yeah. Like, especially tech. Like in Singapore,
what is tech?
They're frigging, like, what, an iPad, for example.
Why would a six-year-old girl needs an iPad?
Are you crazy, Garo? You're going to be slapped in the face when you have kids.
Verarschst du mich gerade?
No, like, kids are
ein sechsjähriges
digital literate, like, they're digitally literate at 6 years of age, easy.
Ah, Zettel, Stift, fertig. Setz dich in die Ecke und rechne.
Yeah, go break open a coconut. Like, what?
Ja.
Why do you want us to be living in the Middle Ages? I'm not saying they should be
Fuck,
on it all
Alter,
the time.
Mir fällt gerade auf, dass richtig viel in den But letzten 20 Jahren passiert ist.
Not just over summer.
Nein, ich finde, das merkt man daran urgut.
Yeah, but Gabriel,
ich denke mir wirklich,
look,
warum sollten die ein fucking iPad haben?
I walked in the room and there's fucking blackboard still there. Which ja, I realized...
Das ist Austria.
It's just never been black. They're actually kind of green, I gotta say.
In Österreich sind sie grün.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's something that's confusing. And people are still using chalk. So there's still a chalk industry out there. Like, there is some company producing chalk for people to draw on chalkboards all over the schools in Austria.
Also,
I swear that's some kind of lobby group that is just keeping the Austrian government. The chalk lobby is very strong in Austria.
Die chalk lobby hat sich mit der Overhead-Projektor, kennst du die? Lobby verbunden. Kennst du
yeah,
Overheads?
Ja, yeah, ja, yeah. Overheads, ja. Yeah.
Ich
not
schwöre dir, das
anymore.
Gibt's sicher noch
no.
in der Schule. In no, jeder
no.
österreichischen Schule
They've
steht
got beamers now.
Ja, das gab's früher auch.
Or what you call
auch.
Beamers, we call overhead, what do we call them? Overhead projectors.
Ja, das sind diese Licht, die Licht mit einer Spiegelung an die Wand projizieren,
genau, yeah.
wo man so mit durchsichtigen Folien Matte, yeah. das haben wir immer gemacht.
But this is a funny German word, that you use an English word, like handy, but this one is particularly funny, like you say beamer, for like an overhead projector and beamer sounds so
Nein,
sci-fi. Yes.
Das stimmt nicht. Das
you
sind
say
zwei
beamer.
Verschiedene Dinge.
Nein.
Doch.
Yeah, Gabriel, no, you're not understanding me. In English, a beamer is an overhead projector.
Ah, echt?
Yes. Which is also a stupid word, like it goes overhead. It projects things overhead. That's pretty stupid. But you call them a
Doch,
beamer.
Doch, es macht nur Sinn. Overhead
projector.
Projektor.
Yeah, but what happens if you put it through your legs? Is it an underleg projector?
Ja, aber die, es geht ja durch projector. Diesen Kopf, den man dann öffnet. Da kommt's raus, durch die Spiegelung.
Yeah, all right, you tech nerd. But look, what I'm saying is, you call overhead projectors beamers.
I bought in the iPhone 17.
You. Anyway, it's a funny thing that you use beamer.
Ja, das stimmt.
Because it sounds very sci-fi.
Da hast du doch mal irgendwie ein Video oder so gemacht. Es gibt ein paar Wörter, die du gar nicht schnallst, gell? Die wir verwenden. Beamer zum Beispiel.
Handy.
Ja, Handy. Das gibt's aber gar nicht im Englischen zum Beispiel.
No. But Beamer doesn't either, unless you're talking about a Star Trek episode.
Like, echt?
Yes.
Echt?
Beam me up, Scotty. Like, or like a hologram. You would be like, he's beaming him in.
Also wenn ich jetzt eine Amerikanerin date und sag, shall we watch a movie over the beamer tonight?
She'll be like, what, the BMW or the BMW car? Because that's a short version of BMW.
Okay.
Or
good to know.
She'll be like, what kind of sci-fi shit has he got going on?
Okay. Ja, und was, welche Tech-Dinge kaufst du jetzt da in? Das würde mich wirklich interessieren. Was steht auf dem Zettel?
Nah, so my point is that they don't have any tech devices still in Austrian classrooms unless they raise funds for it.
Okay.
I wanted to put that out there. That's important. And then the last thing I found wild. I have a couple more things. You're still interested?
Ja, ich habe da nämlich auch noch was von meiner Schulzeit mitgebracht.
Really? Interesting. Look, the other thing I found interesting is, look, so they said, they gave you a list of things you needed to bring to class. It was a long list, right? And it was very specific. Like, even they named what color pencils you need, right? But anyway, they told you to bring a school bag, obviously.
Schultasche.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then they also want you to bring a Werkkoffer. And I'm a Kinderwerkkoffer.
Ja, Werkkoffer. Der gute alte Werkkoffer. Es freut mich gerade nur, dass es den noch gibt.
I'm like, why would you need a Werkkoffer?
Ich dachte immer, das wird outgesourced.
But it's so bizarre that they need a Werkkoffer. Like all these kids. So a Werkkoffer, for those that don't know what it is, it's like a mini suitcase. And yeah, the kids in Austria are all going to school, like little corporate gnomes. Going to school with Werkkoffer.
Ja, wie so kleine Goblins, die arbeiten müssen.
Ja.
Yeah. Arbeit, Arbeit, Arbeit.
Ja. Yeah,
ja, really, aber ich finde das ursüß, weil ich kann mich an meinen Werkkoffer auch noch erinnern. Bei Burschen, die waren immer so blau und Autos waren drauf. Und es waren immer so, eine Schere war drinnen zum Beispiel, eine Kinderschere. Dann...
Ja, yeah, Craft Stuff.
Ja, oder hier Wassermalfarben und Pinseln. Solche Geschichten waren da drin.
Yeah, I don't get it, because it's such a, why do you need a coffer for that? Like, why do you need a suitcase to carry your craft crap?
Wo würdest du es hingehen?
Like, just chuck it in a plastic bag in your school bag. What the fuck is a Werkkoffer? It just seems so specific. And there was another specific thing.
What the fuck is a Werkkoffer?
But there was also this specific thing, like they were giving instructions on parent info night and they were like, make sure that your kids' pencils are sharpened every day. I'm like, what?
Echt?
I'm going to sit down with my kid? It's like a military school in Austria. And you make sure every pencil is spitzt, gespitzt. That was weird.
Das finde ich ultra witzig, ey. Das yeah.
And I also found it strange, so I've got three more things. You got
make
time?
Make sure the pencils are sharp. Like, what the fuck? Indy, we're going back to kindy.
Yeah, I don't get it. Other things that I found very wild about going to school in Austria. So you guys finish school very early in the day. So I found out that I feel like the Austrian school system is built as if the parents are just waiting around for their kids all day. Because it begins very early in the morning at 8.
Yeah.
And then it finishes at 12 or 1, right? And then your school holidays in summer, it's like 9 weeks, here you go. Good luck with that kid.
It can
as if your kids don't, as if your parents don't work.
Yeah.
Like every parent or every group of parents are struggling out there because they either need to pay for the hort, like after school care, essentially, where the kids do their homework and play.
Boah, ich bin gerade so froh, dass ich noch keine Kinder habe, Alter.
Yeah.
Ich wüsste nicht, wie ich es mache.
It's muy complicado.
Yeah.
Like, the 9 weeks of holidays, I'm like, what the fuck am I going to do with a kid for 9 weeks of holidays when I'm working? Trying to run a company. You know what? So I'm going to tell you something else that's wild about going to school in Austria, right?
Yeah.
You guys start your year at the end of the year.
Huh?
As in, you start your school year, like, it's September, and you're starting your school year now. So your school years are like just fuck how the year works. We're just going to start our school year now.
Das heißt, für dich wär's so Jänner.
Yeah, so like we begin our school years when the beginning of the school year starts or the beginning of the year starts.
Wirklich?
Yeah.
Im Jänner fängt die Schule in Australien an.
Yeah.
Und wie ist das in Australien? Zum Beispiel geht da die Schule auch bis 12?
You do your year and then in December you've ended the year. Like a normal year.
Es gibt keine Sommerferien.
Yeah, there gibt's Sommerferien, but they're in the at the end of the year.
Was?
Well, in Australia, summer
ja,
is at
okay.
a different time.
In Österreich, okay.
Do you want me to explain
nein,
how this
nein,
works?
Aber wie ist das mit den Zeiten?
Oh, you do 9 to 3 in the daytime.
Ah, das ist smarter eigentlich.
Yeah.
Aber
and it's a much more relaxed school day. It's not like all crammed into the
da
beginning
gibt's
of the
auch keine
day.
Werkkoffer, oder?
No, there's no nobody's sending you to school in a suit.
Man kriegt einfach thongs. Budgie Smugglers, well, slap auf dem Arsch und sagt, the fun, mate.
Well, here, like, so, no, in Australia, you wear a uniform to school. So you don't wear thongs.
Ah ja, stimmt.
You wear a tie. I wore a tie going to school. So here.
Überall, auch öffentlich, ja, alles.
Yeah. I mean, you would always get in trouble if your tie was low or your shirt was out. But anyway, that's a big difference as well. Also, the whole lunch thing. You guys get served very nice lunches in school here.
Echt?
Yeah, like they were explaining in the hort, so this after school thing, what is on the menu. And I was like, I want to come here for lunch every day. They're getting like chicken nuggets and mashed potatoes. Another day, spaghetti bolognese, spag bog. It was really like, and they got an entree and a main meal. I was like, you could open up a catering business with whatever's left over.
Da denke ich gerade an vor zwei Tagen. Bin ich ins Office gekommen.
Ja. Yeah.
Und der Jacob, der große CEO, frisst einfach wirklich die billigsten Clever-Penne mit wirklich dem allerbilligsten Genovese-Pesto aus der Mikrowelle. Schaffelt sich das rein?
Yeah, exactly.
In einem 5-Minuten-Break, wo ich dachte, Halleluja.
Exactly. And my kid is in school listening to Mozart, like dining with golden cutlery on fucking spaghetti bolognese from Dawn Call. Okay. And the last thing I found wild about going to like school in Austria is like when you start school in Austria, you have to do a test. You have to do a Schulreif test.
Ah.
Where they see if you're ready for school or not.
Finde ich gut, aber.
And it's hardcore. Like the
test is hardcore.
I mean, it's not easy. It's very intimidating because the kid is in their last year of kindergarten. In Australia, you don't do that. Like you don't. The Schulreif test is really like, you know, are you going to get to go to school or not?
Did you want to? Yeah, cool. Let's go. Manchmal erklärst du Australien, es wäre das ärgste Hinterwäldlerland. In Australia, yeah, we don't have sharp pencils.
It's like Mad Max. The movie Mad Max. We go to school, we drive cars around the desert all day.
You get this
shooting
spray.
Outlaws.
Valhalla!
All these barefoot kids.
White skin, gold. Wow. Ja, okay, krass, Alter. Das ist ja richtig, da kommt richtig was auf dich zu, glaub mir.
Yeah.
Das wird noch sehr witzig werden.
It's a really special time and I'm really, they do it so well though. Like you, I don't know if it's just this school or the kindergarten we experienced, but I don't think so. We wouldn't have had luck twice. But they, like in Austria, you do it so nicely for the kids. This transition between kindergarten and school is like the softest landing. You know, it's like you pave the way with clouds here in Austria for the kids. And yesterday I was like listening to the teacher and I was like, I want to go back to school and her to be my teacher. And it wasn't because she was hot. It was just because she was a really good teacher.
Hat auch niemand gedacht, Jacob.
It was just because she's a really good teacher where she was like she explained to us parents, she was like showing us flashcards, right? Like as if we were kids. And she was showing us flashcards and like, okay, what's this word? And I'm going to show it to you quick. Ready? Go. Cardboard. Okay. Machine. Washing machine. And then she shows another card and it's like this made up word, like mjububuju. And she's like, but I don't understand why you didn't get this word. And she was explaining to us how a kid sees a word, you know?
Ah.
As in like, as a parent, like we can see the words because we remember them. We record them in our brains, like as chunks of words, right? But this like last card, which was a made up word, like mjububuju. And that's how she explained to us how a kid understands a word at the beginning.
Ja, ich glaube tatsächlich, dass die Gen Z Lehrer und Lehrerinnen viel besser sind als die Alten.
Fuck, no, she was a veteran. Like so. She's been doing it for years. Such a good teacher. Like I was amazed. I was really like afterwards, like, thank you so much.
Das finde ich großartig. Ich habe jetzt ein Video gesehen, ich glaube, das war eine Australierin, eine junge Lehrerin, die fett viral gegangen ist, wo sie quasi... Sie hat die Schüler einen Aufsatz darüber schreiben lassen, wie sie ein Peanut Butter Sandwich essen. Ja? Und dann hat sie in die Klasse eben die Packung Toast mitgenommen und Peanut Butter.
Yeah.
Und dann hat sie die einzeln vorgelesen. Und zum Beispiel Harry hat geschrieben, you take the toast and spread Peanut Butter on it. Ja?
Okay.
Und dann hat sie diese ganze Packung nicht ausgepackt genommen und hat das aufgemacht und wirklich Peanut Butter auf die Packung geschmiert. Und alle Kinder waren so, first you have to put it out. Und so hat sie ihnen gezeigt, dass sie das nicht richtig beschrieben haben. Verstehst du?
That's so cool.
Das ist so cool. Und dann das nächste war, you take the toast. Also sie hat dann ihre Fehler wirklich live gezeigt. Und das war ultra smart. Und damit haben die Kinder gelernt, wie man richtig Dinge beschreibt. Das fand ich ultra smart.
It was really cool. And then she showed us this example of
und
like
sie war hot.
They learned. That's why I went viral.
Shadow
boob showing. Big massive cleavage action.
Ein Adder hängt raus.
The other. No, the other one.
Oh Gott.
Your other.
Wow.
Hanging out. What? The other? The other what?
Ich habe überhaupt kein Gefühl für das Wort other. Das ist so.
But she also did this thing where she was like, talking, she showed us two comparisons between two kids' work, and it was when they.
Entschuldigung, ich habe das Bild nochmal gekommen.
They're learning their first word, and it's I, right? In English, it's their first word. I. It's other. It's like, and she was teaching it to the Austrian kids. She's like, there's been too many mix-ups with this word other. We need to teach you the right way to pronounce it before you all start another generation calling it other.
Wie sagt man sonst?
Other. Other.
Ja, ich rede aber von other.
We know, Gab.
Okay.
Thank you.
Other.
Yeah, you didn't get the joke.
Other.
Like, the teacher was teaching them how to say other properly, so they don't have another generation
I get it now,
of Austrians saying
my English is not
other.
The yellow from the egg.
Yeah. Anyway, she compared how one kid did it, where this kid like did it perfectly, like Rain Man sort of style. And then she showed another one where it looked
like a fucking pig.
Like a fucking chicken has walked across the page. And everybody in the class, all the parents are like, whoa, fuck, we know who's not passing the first grade. And it wasn't an actual kid now. But the teacher goes, look, this one looks amazing and this one looks not so amazing. But is this one better than that one? No.
Because everyone, the parents, I'm sure.
Like, yeah, fuck yeah.
That looks like shit.
She's like this Mary Poppins teacher going, no, because this one was the best for this student. And you need to remember that we've got to nurture their best, you know? And
that's
I was
good.
Like, that is so true. Like every kid's developing different, and, you know, and it really challenged my thoughts on. Anyway.
Geile Zeit. So. Ich habe jetzt auch was aus meiner Schule mitgebracht.
Okay.
Ich habe das nämlich schon lange und ich habe auf den richtigen Moment gewartet, wo ich es auspacken kann. Ja.
Ist der Juri Fetzen?
ist der Juri Fetzen von Kommt meinem an. Opa.
It's rock hard.
So, schau, hier habe ich eine Ledertasche. Die ist aber nicht aus meiner Schulzeit.
You gotta pull out the Taschenrechner.
Damit bin ich nicht in die Schule gegangen. TVG, es ist nämlich eine richtig alte Bürohandtasche aus Italien, aus Leder.
You gotta pull out a Taschenrechner.
Das wurde mir geschenkt tatsächlich mal.
Calculator.
Und ich habe hier Schulbücher von mir mitgenommen.
What?
Aus der 4C und ich habe also für Englisch, School Exercise, Gabriel Schaffler, 4C, 2009.
Wow.
Das heißt, es ist sehr lang her. Und ich weiß, ich habe es mir noch nicht gelesen, durchgelesen, ich weiß nur, dass da drinnen ein Aufsatz von mir war. Das war nämlich unsere erste Übung in Englisch.
This book looks psychedelic, man.
In Englisch. Lustigerweise, meine Handschrift hat sich gar nicht verändert seitdem.
Not surprised.
0%. Und ich dachte, das ist ein schönes, schönes, funny Ding für uns, wenn ich jetzt einfach mal meinen allerersten Englischaufsatz vorlese. Der ist nicht lang, keine Sorge. Und irgendwie habe ich das Gefühl, man lernt da mich sehr gut kennen, obwohl ich ihn noch nicht gelesen habe. Ja? Nur ich habe jetzt die erste Zeile schon und es bin sehr ich, sage ich ja mal. Ich lese den jetzt mal vor, okay? Genauso, wie ich ihn geschrieben habe. Hi, I'm Gabriel. I live in Vienna. I'm 13 and my brother is 16.
Brother?
Vienna is a great place to live. The people are friendly and there are lots of things to do. I like going to the cinema a lot. Every Friday and Saturday, I go to a youth club. We play tennis and we have PC. My favorite subject at school is cooking.
Ooh.
Oh. And I would like to work with computers when I leave school.
Ah, that didn't work out.
Na, nicht wirklich. Fuck, da wäre ich reich, Alter. Hätte ich in Bitcoin. Hätte ich da geschrieben. So. Stell dir vor, da wäre Gabriel in the future. I hope you invested in Bitcoin.
I don't know what Bitcoin is yet, but yeah.
I would be able. Nein. I would be able to sit under a palm tree and look out at the sea. I would be able to. Ah, okay. Ich glaube, da musste man so Sätze mit I would be able to schreiben. Das war auf jeden Fall ein Aufsatz von mir.
Okay. I think your writing was actually neater then than it is now. Because nobody's controlling it anymore. You at least had a teacher then that was saying, hey man, nobody can read this.
Ich war so schlecht in der Schule. Hier, der Rotstift war ja gehasst. Indy wird das auch hassen. Rotstift ist von der Lehrer oder Lehrerin.
It's not good.
Nein. Hier steht zum Beispiel, einiges fehlt. Deine Schulübung ist nicht vollständig. Wow.
So green was good or blue?
Das ist eher gut, ja.
Oh, I mean, that's why they're still using pens and pencils.
Yeah.
Because you can't, I mean, you can put colors on the, like feedback on an iPad in colors, I guess. But it hasn't got the same feeling as when
you, mit deinen iPads, Jacob.
You get corrected with a red pen. Did you have this thing where a red pen is rude? Like you don't write in red pen?
Ja, mach ich nicht.
Yeah, but this is a weird superstition, no?
Nur zum Markieren.
Yeah, but why? Why did the red get such a bad rap? You've got it in your flag, for
ja,
God's
deswegen,
sake.
Ja, deswegen, weil mir damit 13 Übungen unvollständig.
Yeah, but you've got the color red in your flag. Why is the color red a negative?
Ja, aber weißt du, woher das kommt angeblich? Die Legende ist, dass er irgendein Feldmarschall in einer weißen Uniform und einer Schärpe um den Bauch in der Schlacht war yeah. und so viele Menschen getötet hat,
yeah.
dass nach der Schlacht
yeah.
hat er diese Schärpe runtergenommen uh-huh. und er war blutgetränkt, rot und dann hat er eben, die Schärpe hat diesen weißen Bund verhindert und es war rot, weiß, rot und so kam die Flagge raus.
Wirklich?
Ja.
Did you learn that in school? Did you write it down in English? Yeah, they also said this thing, like at the beginning, a child doesn't know how, like the size of what to write. You know how kids write like massive letters and then they write really little ones, as in the proportions of the letters are really out of shape. Like she said that that's why they don't have lines in the first grade in books, because you want to let the kid just find their size in letters. I'm like, this would never have happened when I went to school.
Ich glaube, das muss so spannend sein für jemanden, so was zu lernen.
Ja. Yeah.
Oh Gott, das hat sich komisch angefühlt. Aber ich meine, für so einen kleinen, für einen jungen Menschen,
yeah.
weil das öffnet ja, es ist was anderes, als wenn wir jetzt eine neue Sprache lernen, weil wir Strukturen verstehen von yeah. Sprachen vielleicht auch. Aber für das Kind ist das ja die allererste,
yeah.
wie es sich ja auch anders mitteilen kann. Gedanken, yeah. aufschreiben, also all diese
Express
Dinge,
yourself.
Träume, genau.
Yeah. It's powerful.
Ich glaube, das ist richtig, da öffnet sich ja nochmal eine komplett neue Welt.
It's really powerful. When I saw Indy had written I and they were practicing I was like, Indy, that's literally your first word that you've learned. It was an easy one, but you're a genius. Like you've just learned your first word, how to write it, how to express it. That's nuts.
Du hast dir gleich gesagt, it's easy, but still.
It's easy, but still, and you could have done it better, but still, I could do it better. Actually, give me the pen. Give me the red pen. I'm going to cross out your eyes and I'm going to write new ones because this is shit, Indy. Shit. And you're going to do better.
Do better, okay?
You're an Aussie, all right? Be harder, better.
My mother didn't work her ass off. Then you can chill in fucking Austria.
Yeah, these soft Austrian teachers. Let the kids ride how they want to ride. Nurture them. Ooh. Austria. Red, white, red. Ooh.
What do you get for lunch? A schnitzel? Fuck off, Indy. It's my schnitzel. I'm hungry.
You're bringing your lunch home from now on for dinner. And we're going to eat it as a family.
Because your daddy ain't want to fucking eat those pesto noodles anymore. I'm a damn CEO. Treat me like a CEO, Andy.
Then I wipe my eyes with my fingers. Like one, wiping away my one tear with my big foot finger. Settle time.
Gut, Leute. Es gibt heute nur eine ganz kleine Zettel-Time. Und zwar, Jacob, die Zettel-Time, meine Zettel-Time-Liste ist sowieso so groß. Das heißt, man kann da ruhig verschieben. Ich hatte eine andere Zettel-Time geplant, eine viel größere. Aber ich erzähle jetzt nur eine ganz kleine.
Okay.
Weil wir haben so schön reingestartet in die Woche, in den Montag, in die neue Season von The Worst Guide to Living in Austria. Und ich dachte, ein bisschen Österreich-Info muss ja dann schon immer rein. Und wir entlassen jetzt die TVG-Gang, wo vielleicht einige gerade in einem öffentlichen Verkehrsmittel sitzen, mit dem Wissen, dass nächstes Jahr die Jahreskarte der Wiener Linien um 30% teurer werden. Das haben sich wahnsinnig viele Leute aufgeregt. Mich selber auch. Und für mich ist es jetzt auch der Grund, dass ich mir keine neue mehr kaufen werde. Ich habe es mir nämlich genau ausgerechnet. Der Claim war ja für Ewigkeiten 1 Euro pro Tag. Unfassbar gut.
How much is it per Tag now?
Ja. Jetzt ist es 1,27 Euro.
That doesn't sound as good, but it's still cheap.
Es ist eh, und es
I've
war...
I've got to say, it's still very cheap.
I gotta say, not that bad, man.
Well,
ja,
really,
wir
like,
wissen's.
Think of London.
Dürfen wir uns trotzdem aufregen? Verdammt noch einmal! Ich habe nämlich in den Kommentaren bei den Zippens waren so alle urteuer. Es ist noch, es sind 30% Raise oder fast 30 ultra teuer von einmal. Aber natürlich, take a step back. Es ist noch immer cheap im Vergleich. Jo, eh. Aber das ändert für mich jetzt nichts, für, wo ich 30 Cent mehr zahlen muss im Monat.
Im Monat? It's not 30
Cent. Am Tag.
Ja, yeah, genau. But I'm sorry, but they've done it in a very idiotic way. Like raising it 30% in one go. Like why? What are they offering so much more?
Gar nichts.
Besides these glass doors so nobody jumps on the tracks anymore. Like that's for the suiciders. The suiciders. That's not even a word. But the people committing suicide by jumping in front of trains, they should pay before they do it.
Wow.
There should be a spender box. Wow. But no, they haven't offered anything else. The seats are still the same. The things that you hold on to that you don't fall over.
Suicide. Das klingt eigentlich ziemlich cool. Das klingt There wie eine coole
movie.
Band oder
There
so.
Was a Suicide Squad.
Hey guys, we're the Suiciders.
And at the end of the show, we're gonna kill ourselves.
Wow! Wow!
They do a crowd surf off a cliff. For one night only.
Wenn sie im Gespräch mit der Venue sind, listen, man, okay, it has to be outdoor and in front of a cliff, okay?
We just want to thank our sponsors, Funeral Direct, Simply Funerals, Bestattung.
Oh, wow.
Look, yeah. I just think they should offer something more if they're going to raise it 30%. Otherwise, raise it 10%. Like if you offered everybody, I don't know, a coffee service in the train.
Ja, vor allem, sie haben ja ein paar Dinge auch gestrichen, damit der sogenannte Tarifdschungel, wie es die Wiener Linien genannt hat, nicht mehr vorhanden ist. Und zwar haben sie die Semestertickets gestrichen.
Really?
Für Studierende.
But that's huge.
Ja. Die, es
But
gibt
students
einfach,
still get a discount, ne?
Ja, aber halt, es ist, aber
Not as
das
much.
Semesterticket hat ja auch was damit zu tun, dass du teilweise 3 Monate nicht in der Stadt bist, weil viele ja nur zum Studieren sind.
That's not fair.
Und das heißt, sie sind jetzt gezwungen, ein Jahresticket zu kaufen, ein billigeres quasi. Senioren auch werden gefickt. Bra.
They're fucking the senoren. That's it. All right. It's not fair. But I still think it's cheap compared to London.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what the Wiener, somebody at the Wiener Linie was sitting there saying, look at us, guys. We're charging them €1 a day, and in London they're paying $20 a day. Let's raise it, all right? It's time to raise it.
Okay. Und ich habe mir gedacht, um den Streit ein bisschen in Relation zu setzen wegen dem Wiener Jahreskartenticket, was jetzt teurer geworden ist, schauen wir uns einfach mal andere europäische Hauptstädte an, ja? Ich habe ChatGPT gefragt. Und in Berlin ist es ungefähr circa zwischen 850 und 1260 Euro.
Wow, it's a big difference.
Großer Unterschied, großer Unterschied. Wien, wie gesagt, jetzt 365, ab nächsten Jahr 467 Euro. In London gibt es auch, da gibt es dann verschiedene Tarife immer, deswegen gibt es da eine größere Spanne irgendwie. Wir haben nur eins. Und da wird etwa 1628 Pfund pro Jahr gerechnet. Wow. In London.
So that's about, I don't know, 2000 Euros or something.
In Madrid gibt es auch andere Abos, aber eine private kostet ungefähr so 725 Euro.
There you go. So we're still getting it about half price.
Und in Prag 133, wurde kürzlich gesenkt.
133?
Ja,
but is the U-Bahn like the one in Vienna? Like, is it a... I remember the Prague one. You go really deep down in the underground. It's really crazy. Also in Bucharest, these U-Bahns or the metros that go really underground. It's crazy.
Yeah.
You're sitting on the elevator for like a whole day going down underground.
Und in Paris ist es ungefähr zwischen 860 und 700, zwischen 860 und 970 Euro.
Okay.
Also Wien ist da tatsächlich schon im Vergleich zu anderen europäischen Hauptstädten deutlich niedriger. Aber es ist trotzdem ein Race von 30% auf einmal. Das kann ja nicht jeder leisten. Und für mich ist es ein Grund, dass ich es nicht mehr kaufe, weil ich fahre eigentlich nur noch mit dem Moped und jetzt scheiße ich drauf. Jetzt kaufe ich mir vielleicht noch für den Winter so irgendwie.
Das Nobody war's. Cares what you're going to do, Gabriel.
Okay, Entschuldigung.
But people do care about the Schultüte story. So apparently it's a 200-year-old tradition that came from Germany. And in Germany, back in the day, in the 1810s to 1820s, so in Saxon, especially in Saxon areas, in Saxony, parents or grandparents would give the cone away as a way of making the big, intimidating step into school more joyful. See, they were nice back then, the Germans.
Genau das habe ich gesagt, Alter.
Let me finish. All right?
Where cone do you want to finish?
Remember that movie?
Where do you want to finish off?
The cones back then were often brought to school and hung on a Schultütenbaum. So a school cone tree.
Ah.
And teachers would tell children that when the cone tree was ripe, they were ready for school. That's the story of the Schultüte. And with that, children, we're going to... Oh, wait, hear that? That's the bell. School has ended. Remember, children, you're all individuals and you should all nurture your best. Gabriel Schaffler, thank you for giving your best today. I appreciate it. I love being back with you in the studio.
I pooped in my pants, Mrs. Moss.
That's okay. We'll hose you down afterwards. And you want to put something in the playlist? Do you have something?
Yeah.
Yeah. Tatsächlich schon.
Jacob, was ist the worst playlist?
The worst playlist for anybody that's listening to this podcast for the first time, which I'm sure there are many, many people, because each week it grows and it grows. And just like the Schultütenbaum, one day will be ripe. And ready for school. We should open a school.
Nein, auf gar keinen Fall.
The TVG gang. Anyway, it's a playlist that we're putting together every week. We throw a song in there. We ask our guests to throw a song in there. It grows and grows and inspires people from all over the world. The worst playlist. Gabriel, what's your song this week?
Ich war jetzt wieder in einer schönen Indie-Phase, so 2014, damals irgendwie. Oder vielleicht älter, ich weiß es nicht. Aber es erinnert mich auf jeden Fall an diese unbeschwerte Zeit. Der Künstler heißt Dope Lemon. Und da gibt es mehrere gute Songs. Und ich gebe 3 rein von ihm. Darf ich?
Ja.
3?
Ja. Do what you want.
Einmal Marinade.
Marinade?
Ja.
Oder Marinade?
Marinade.
Okay.
Dann Rose Pink Cadillac. Cadillac? Cadillac? Ah, Oh Gott.
Yes.
It's Cadillac.
Rose pink Cadillac, man. Rose pink Cadillac?
Und Uptown Folks. Danke, TVG-Gang. Es war wie immer ein Volksfest.
Hey, I didn't put my songs in there.
Ja, ich verabschiede mich. Du hast die letzten Worte. TVG-Gang, bleibt dabei. Wer uns unterstützen will, kann das auf Steady tun. Gibt uns ein bisschen Geld bitte in den Hut, dann können wir das Ding weiterfahren.
Well, let's turn that tide, people. And look, my song to put in there this week is Today by the Smashing Pumpkins. I had a good friend of mine remind me of this fantastic tune. I don't know, you know the Smashing Pumpkins? Today is the greatest.
Nein.
Okay. Anyway, it's a brilliant tune, one of the best tunes from back in the day. And that's it. No matter how bad you've got it, according to the Viennese TVG gang, it was lovely to have you back.
Yeah. Und dich, and Jacob, auch. Dich auch. Gib mir die Hand, komm.
Yeah.
War schön. Guter Einstand.
Why is your hand auf eine gute sweaty? Season. It's disgusting.
Hab beim Penis gegriffen. Entschuldigung. Die dick jokes are back, TVG. Macht euch bereit.
Should we shake hands with our foot fingers? No matter how bad you got it.
Should we shake dicks?
No matter how bad you've got it, according to the Viennese, they've got it worse. Pussy.
Ciao, ciao. Ich mag nicht mehr. Ich mag nicht mehr.
The Worst Guide to Living in Austria is a Worst Agency production, hosted by Jacob Moss and Gabriel Sascha Schaffler. It's dropped every Monday and available everywhere you get your podcasts.